My, my. So bold of you to suggest something like that. Please, make yourself at home. It's not like we have one, given our current circumstances. But I digress. What is the point of something that resembles a home if it doesn't quite serve the purpose of it? Now, where were we? Darling, I think you've forgotten something. You're currently in the romp with someone quite dangerous. You do see the fangs. I trust it's not something I have to explain, given this not being our first meeting. But I digress. You can hear me. You can feel my breath on your neck, and yet you're not trembling. Curious, isn't it? Such a reaction to such a fabulous vampire. Is it because of my looks? You can be honest if it is. Superficial as they may be, they are not going anywhere, and you may feast your eyes as I feast upon you. How cute. You offer your neck so willingly, yet you know so little about vampires. Oh, you don't say. So, by that logic, am I to take you as some sort of a vampire aficionado? Something of the sort. A man of talent. Well, I'm certainly not complaining about it. Just fascinated. Enthralled, if you will. No pun intended, of course. Unless you like puns, in which case, well, you may be disappointed in how this little interaction goes. Because I might assure you, it's not something transactional, nor is it something that I take for granted. Your presence, your taste, your smell, your soul, it feels so direct, to the point almost. Oh, darling, don't give me that. Come now. We're being civilized about this. You have been looking at me with bedroom eyes for quite some time. And as much as I want to devour you, there are many ways to interpret that. We have been through hell and back again. How many times has it been now? Oh, trust me, I've lost count too. Darling, don't be wild. Actually, you should, but don't put words in my mouth. This, what we have, this relationship, if we can call it that. I hate to use the word. I despise it. If only because we are so, unknowing in the expertise, the details between the lines. I will be anything except for anyone's slave. But by looks of it, you have been enthralled by my presence. My charisma, is it? To the point where such a handsome man offering his neck to a vampire. Haven't you heard the stories? The rumors, darling. There's so much to them, aren't there? So much to be said, and yet words. Words are everything to us, aren't they? But I like to communicate. Articulate everything, all the potential in this moment. was something far more binding than simply drawing my fangs to your neck. Now I prefer to trace them like this. Quite the reaction. And I do say, darling, it's quite refreshing seeing everything you do, the smaller details. They add up a bit. And for what it's worth, I quite like them. The details of your body, the details of your heart. I can hear it, you know. How fast it's beating for me. Curious? Oh, I'm dying, honey. I'm dying for it. Can't you see? This demure attitude is only the surface. The rest of it, I assure you, lies firmly beneath the skin. Oh, did you think I would do more than kiss your neck? Don't tell me you're disappointed in it. Oh, darling, I wouldn't dare to do that right away. Now you have to savor a perfect meal, a perfect moment. Yes, like that, drawing on every breath. If you were to stop midway, it would be oh so disappointing, wouldn't it? But I wouldn't live to disappoint. No. I live to do something so much more satisfying, don't you think? That feeling, that rush of blood and something else. What might the remnants be? Those unspeakable things. Darling, you have to be more honest with me. No. Far be it from your body to be the most honest thing about you. You see, us vampires are very astute to where the blood in your body just happens to be flowing. Now, don't think of it as an invasion of privacy. No, privacy has its way of being given willingly, don't you think? Oh, honey, I can feel you. Yes, it's as simple as that. I can feel you against me. Or did you think I wouldn't be privy to such information when you're sitting on my lap? Oh, I know you know. You don't have to beat around the bush about it. I can tell everything. How cute. Those were reactions. I like to savor them, honestly. Don't you? The slow thumping that speeds up. The warmth between those tender thighs and the hand accompanying, spreading them. What? You never said I had to keep my hands to myself. Is that wrong of me? I simply want what you want as well. Ah, yes. Perhaps today's dinner will be quite interesting. I've never dined on someone below the waist, but... There's a first time for everything, or so they say, and this is as good a time as any to tell you. I'm more than famished. Now, where were we? Yes, yes, this is the part you've been waiting for. Don't worry about it, honey. I promise you, it's all just a matter of taste. truth be told, I had to relinquish the thoughts of stopping midway for fear that I might accidentally steal your heart instead of how I make it beat so fast. The thought of losing such a wonderful darling is just too much. I can't bear such grievances. And besides, I know you want more than this meager bite. That wouldn't be a meal, would it? Not even slightly. I think I missed a spot, particularly right here. Surprise, I'm not using my fangs. I always did say I had a silver tongue. You just didn't believe me. The way your voice escapes you, it is so satisfying, honey. I cannot overexert such a abundantly satisfying meal. Has something gotten into you, honey? Oh, darling, you don't know the beginning of it. But I can certainly tell you where the end is going. But by the looks of it, you aren't exactly shy about using yourself in such ways, are you? Touching yourself fervently. You know it's hard to sleep next to someone who's fervently masturbating and crying out your name, right? Oh, honey, I've heard everything. You think you're so, so good at hiding it. But I know everything about you. Oh, did that get to you? Is that why you're so close to coming? Or am I just reading your blood run? What a clumsy vampire I am. Isn't that lovely? Oh, honey. You don't know the half of it, do you? How cute. And yet, I'm not finished with you. And thankfully, I don't think you are either, are you, darling? No. You're so desperate for it. You're shaking. Desperate for the next orgasm, aren't we? Don't feel bad. I'm the same way. I think I've been distracted from my meal long enough. Now, here we go. Sit. No progenitor's curse here. I'm not commanding you, and yet your body moves. Perhaps I'm more magical than I thought I was. What do you think? Or is it? No, it must be. It couldn't be. You don't think? Oh, darling. It's you moving on your own, simply hovering above that tantalizing manhood of mine. I do say so. I'm quite well endowed, and by the looks of it, it may seem a bit intimidating, but I assure you, with the amount of precum leaking from it, I shan't be harming you tonight. More than a few fangs in your neck. Perhaps a soreness in the morning when you try and walk away. But it's an oxymoron, isn't it? Because, honey, you're not going anywhere. Yes. Allow me to give you a hand, as it seems like more than you can handle. To bear, to pale yourself in such a perfect manhood. You have not slouched yourself such a hot body on mine. Oh, darling, you're so, so tight. So hot. In the best of ways. Hot like warm blood. Oh, I will enjoy this. And honey, you will too. I promise. Thank you for the meal. The succulent way your voice escapes. The way my nails dig in your back. The way my cock digs in your waiting tight little ass. This is the sex with a vampire you've craved. So do savor it. But not too much, because you'll be seeing it a lot more. You'll be feeling it, experiencing it a lot more every night. We are at camp. I hope you don't expect me not to take what is mine. And you, make no mistake, are mine now until forever. Savor it. Savor it. Oh, honey. You didn't really think it was over there then, did you? You have such a funny way of that. Why don't I? Do what you want, what you've been aching for. You feel it? Yes. Now I'll enter you through your neck as well, if you don't mind. Thank you for the meal, darling. Nice and slow, so you can savor it. Memorize the shape. Am I talking about my things or my cock? You'll never know. Oh, my. You feel so good. You taste so delicious. I permit you to come with me. You will. One way or another. I do say, we're about even now. With how much I've taken out of you, I think I've just put back twice as much inside. How delicious. How perfect. You're not moving and not going anywhere from now on. Don't you understand? You're mine now. Simply put, there is nothing, nothing more important than this moment. You and I, and particularly me inside of you, in many different ways, we will be having this. Maybe not the dinner, but definitely the dessert. Even now, you keep me inside of you. How dutiful you are, honey. So much so. I can't wait for how many times I get to enjoy every inch of your body to try and bite you, to try and stuff you, to try and make sure you know whom of which from now on you will have eyes for. There will be nothing in your mind but me. I don't care if I have to get rid of every other thought, every single solitary thing. I will. And so be it. You wouldn't mind. I know. Trust me. You wouldn't. Not even for a second. Otherwise, there's no way. There's simply no way, darling, that you would be keeping me inside you even now, with or without your conscious effort to do so. You simply want more, don't you? Perfect. Because I do as well.